Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about adults. You suck! Well, let's go! Yes, friends, I was walking along going sneak, 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 and then look what I found. More abominations! What the hell is this? Did they already do this to Spider-Man? Yes, I guess Miles Morales. Yeah, was that his name? The one darky Spider-Man? Yeah, he's Puerto Rican. He's not even a darky. Well, I guess he is, but that's a different kind of thing. But yeah, look at this. A black Spider-Man. And he's fatter than fuck. So, yeah. Is this what they're supposed to do? I don't think so. It's just like Nick Fury. Back in the day, it used to be a white dude. Now it's Samuel L. Jackson. The guy that played him was David Hasselhoff. Why did they change him? I guess they like it better this way. Right? Well, let's continue. Yeah, don't you hate it when dirtbags try to steal your lunch? Yeah, what's his name? Stan Lee was making Marvel and then he made this crap? He's like, what the hell? Just like this. Oh yeah, have you heard about this? That guy right there was like a rich CEO of fucking Dildos Inc. And then he stole a hat from this kid? Yeah, and the little kid was like, oh, that's really fucked up. Why do people do some really fucked up things? Especially the children? Well, at least this guy's not touching the kid in an impure manner. I don't know. Maybe. He is rich, so... You know, rich people could do whatever the hell they want. They could buy you and I. I'd rather not sell myself, but... Who knows? People have some sick appetites. Just saying. Dude, that's really, really, really fucked up. Look at the little kid. He's all butthurt because you took the kid's hat. Yeah, you just went yoink. Yeah, what the fuck are you, like a chameleon? Do you stick out your tongue and you just went brrrt? That's really, really fucked up. Just saying. Yeah, that's pretty fucked up. This little kid is all hurt that the guy took his hat. Yeah, I guess rich dudes could do whatever the fuck they want and there's no consequence, right? Okay, guy. Whatever. One day you could think you could do all that, but one day, someone's gonna tell you no. Look what happened to that guy that got shot. Yeah, remember Luigi Mangione? Oh, yes. That could happen. It did happen twice. Yeah, that one chick, she was the one from the housing authority or whatever. Yeah, the one that makes the housing so unaffordable. Yeah, she got wasted. Well, anyways, it don't matter. Nothing, none of this matters. Hey, where's this kid's dad? I bet $10 that this kid doesn't have a dad. Yeah, he's being raised by a single mom. I could be wrong, but who knows? Yeah, this guy's a piece of shit and he's all posing with this chick. You know what'd be really fucked up if this guy is this dude's kid? Yeah, if this guy is the fucking child's father. Who knows, man? People are fucked up nowadays and they do real fucked up things, especially to children. Yeah, like kids are not gonna grow up into adults. And then when they become adults and they turn into pieces of shit, don't be crying. Yes, that's what's happening right now in the world. All these stupid kids are being raised by single moms and they learn how to not control their emotions because, you know, women are emotional. So, enjoy! Yeah, it's pretty messed up that dude screwed over that kid by taking his hat. Yeah, he's just a child. What the fuck, dude? You're just a selfish piece of shit. And you think you could do this to people because you're rich and powerful. No, motherfucker. One day, that shit's gonna turn back to you and bite you in the ass. Yeah, people think that nasty stuff doesn't come back to them. People don't believe in karma. It's not really karma, per se. It's just that when you do bad shit, you paint a target on your back. And guess what? People are gonna turn around and they're gonna smack you. You don't think so? Keep on fucking around. Just saying. Oh yes, friends. Right now that we're on the subject of taking time bombs, look at this fine family. You think that's a man with his daughter? No. No, that's a woman, and that girl is not a girl. Guess. Take a wild guess. Yes, it's the stuff they're doing right now to kids. This she is actually a he or something, because they're talking about doing sexual reassignment surgery or hormones and all that other stuff. And this kid is a what? I don't know. Well, let's find out, right? Oh, and remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. And bam, this is a doozy. Yeah, I don't know why people do this kind of thing. It's just my opinion, but I think you should be nurturing and not doing things like this to your kid. Yeah, because right now they might want to do that, but you don't know about down the road along. Yeah, what if tomorrow this little person thinks they're something else? Are you going to indulge that too? I don't know, man, but let's see what they do.
Dr. Olson had a decision.
You are in the perfect place to start on blockers.
And she...
Gee, I don't know. You're a doctor. Didn't you take that Hippocratic oath? Or I guess with you, it's hypocritical? Yeah. You're not supposed to harm people. But you're giving this person, this little girl or boy or something, estrogen hormone things? Yeah, don't you think if you're disrupting the natural order or process, you know, the biological thing, that might cause trouble in the future when they become an adult? Or him, her, she, they, them, the, what's it, up, down, left, right? Yeah, it's like, you don't know. You might get all wonky and then your body might mutate on you and you turn into a lizard person or Bill Gates or something. Who knows? Well, let's continue.
Promises to begin giving her estrogen, female hormones, in 2 years.
Around 13.
Yeah, why don't doctors give you something that actually is beneficial to you? Yeah, why don't they give you like a drug that makes you smarter? Or, I don't know, maybe you could like teleport or something. But yeah, why the hell are you going to turn their Audi into an innie? You know? Just saying.
That's what I think. Yes, you're not going to develop breast buds on the blockers.
What the fuck? Breast buds? What the hell? Holy shit. I guess they're telling him, that your A cups are actually going to be teacups. Or I guess in this case, they're going to be sippy cups. Oh, jeez. I wish that you wouldn't do this to people. Just let them grow natural. And then what happens after then, because they're already grown, it's already, you know, a grown fully body, you know? Now you could take the way you're gonna take. Yeah, but if you do it before, because you're a child, you might do some damage that you could never, ever, ever, ever fix. Just saying.
But you're not gonna wait until 16 to start. You know that, okay?
What the hell? Are you gonna let that person put that thing in your child's body? Are you mad? Are you high? Why are you gonna do this? No, don't do this to your child and then your kid. What are you thinking, boy, girl, or something? Yeah, you're gonna put this weird chemical into your body. It's gonna change you and you're not gonna get superpowers. No, you're not gonna become Spider-Man. You're not gonna climb the walls. You're not gonna become a real girl. I don't know. Maybe I'm stupid. I know I identify as a parrot, but I'm actually just a fucking weirdo just in a mask. But yeah, but at least I know I'm a weirdo in a mask. But you, my friend, you think you're something else. Please, just wait a moment. Yeah, give it a few years until you actually know what you want for real. You don't even know if you want to be a doctor, a nurse, a basketball player, or a whale, or a helicopter. Yeah, come on. There's more than meets the eye. Dun, 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 dun. Just saying, just wait some time.
Josie received the blockers as an implant in her arm. It's okay.
You see, this is kind of funny. If you notice, the narrator keeps on using female pronouns. Yeah, in my opinion, that's, you know, kind of misleading and kind of child abuse, in my opinion. But who knows? This whole thing looks like it's just a big money grab. In my opinion, of course. But yeah, adults are the ones that are supposed to know what they're doing. But in my opinion, these adults are just abusive. Yeah, if you don't think that's really messed up, then I don't know what is then.
So with all the bravery she could muster,
she could feel a little bit of a...
Josie held on tight.
What?
Well, you don't think this is child abuse? Yeah, the mom is taking her child to get that thing put inside of her, him, whatever, and to hijack the body so it doesn't produce hormones. So yeah, so that the body will stay as a child. Oh yes. And do you know when they started doing that reconstructive surgery downstairs, they need something to work with? Yeah, because I'm sure this person's going to want a Neo vagina. Yes, not Neo Tokyo or whatever. Yeah, Akira's not going to come out of that thing. Well, maybe. Who knows? They're doing some weird miracles nowadays, they supposedly or whatever. Anyways, let's continue with the story.
As another chapter opens in this young girl's life.
Well, listen, you little faggot. You should get used to, if you want to be a girl, you need to get used to getting things penetrating you. Oh, yes. That's what it feels like when you're getting your shit pushed in. Oh, yes. I just realized I can't put this shit on YouTube because it talks about fucking tranny bullshit and kids. So, yeah. Sorry, YouTube. I'll make some fucking YouTube short or whatever of fucking bullshit. So, yeah, it is what it is, right? Anyways, let's continue.
A lot of times it strikes me that had this happened just 20 years ago,
thank you,
I wouldn't have been able to give her blockers.
You know what? I wish it did happen 20 years ago, because that means that this will be 20 years in the future. So all the shit that we're dealing with right now would have been in the past. Yes, we would have had a new country. Yeah, because, yeah, the U.S. is already going down the toilet. If you don't think we're going into civil war or whatnot, you're fucking stupid, okay? Just saying. And, yeah, so like I said, yeah, I'd rather have this shit happen in the past. But no, I'm fucking older and I gotta deal with bullshit. So, fuck you, you fucking scumbags. And stop fucking around with kids, you assholes. Just saying.
And she would have had to go through male puberty? That terrifies me.
Salton, do you want a hug?
I don't know that she would have survived male puberty.
What the fuck? That motherfucker can't survive male puberty? You're fucking stupid, you dumb bitch. What the fuck? You think faggots exist? Yeah, you have these guys called golden faggots? Yeah, the only time they ever tasted a pussy is when they came out of one. Yeah, but other than that, it's cock city all the way. You're fucking dumb. Yeah, it's really fucked up that people fuck around with kids. Yeah, they molest them. They fucking cut their dicks off or put the dicks on them, sewing them on. If you're fucking a girl from guy or guy from girl, whatever. I don't even know. It's so much bullshit. Stop fucking around because you're going to find out when shit goes and they're going to stomp on your head. Yes, stop doing that shit. Alright, friends? Yeah, don't be like these fucking faggots. You make your life better so like that when the shit does hit the fan, you're better equipped, and you could survive, so you could like that, build a better future, yes, let's go together and move forward, most likely I'm gonna die, because I'm an old bastard, but if I don't live, we'll build something, if not, avenge my death, alright friends, I'll talk to you guys later, oh yeah, and I'm gonna leave you a clip of a bunch of niggers getting stupid in Walmart, ha ha, yes, that's fucking bullshit too, well anyways, goodbye.
Walmart, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Can I please get everybody?